teacher.
Okay, are there any other names for that, or old-fashioned terms?
Let's see, teacher, I don't know whether there's anything, schoolmarm.
What, do you remember what they used to call barrel makers?
I don't know whether I've ever heard them or not.
A coop.
I guess he would be, putting them, hooks on there, a hooker or something like that.
Well, using that word, a man who had that name for a last name, would be Mr.
Hooper.
Okay, but what if it starts with a C?
That'd be Cooper.
Okay, and his wife would be?
Miss Cooper.
Okay. A preacher that's not really trained and doesn't have a regular pulpit, what is he called, or is there a special term?
Well, let's see, don't have a pulpit, that could be a layman or a evangelistic work.
How about a kind of a derogatory term?
I don't know whether a parson is sitting on that or not.
Or you might say a part-time carpenter you might trust to build a chicken coop, but you wouldn't trust him with anything serious.
Building a house.
Okay, what would you call him?
He's a carpenter.
Okay. But do you ever use the word jackleg?
Jackleg. That's just somebody, you know, pretending to be something that they're not.
Okay. Well, how would you use that in a sentence, or could you use it in a sentence, say he's just
a jackleg of a carpenter.
Well, is it ever used to other trades, like did you have a jackleg lawyer? Or
oh yeah, jackleg lawyer, jackleg preacher, or anything like that. Anybody that's just using some kind of farm to get by on, we just take them as a jackleg.
Okay. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Could be your aunt.
Okay.
Sally would be, I guess Sally could be nicknamed for Mary or something.
Okay. How about the wife of Abraham?
Sally, she was a Surrey.
Okay. And that was her formal name.
Mm-hmm.
If your father had a brother, let's see. Okay, how about if your father had a brother named William, you'd call him what?
Uncle Bill.
Okay, or if you wanted to be formal.
I'd just call him
using the formal name.
I just call him Uncle William.
Okay. And you had a brother named John, you'd call him
Uncle John.
Okay. And the commander of the Army of Northern Virginia during the Civil War was who?
The Northern Army.
He lived in Yonkers. Oh, let's see.
I've heard that name a lot. It seems to me like a...
Or, if you had addressed George Patton during World War II, you wouldn't call him Mr. Patton, but...
General Patton.
Okay. The old gentleman who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken, he is...
Oh yeah, Colonel Sanders.